A few minutes to have a chat now with Michael Friedman. He's bedding down in Hong Kong for his first season as a trainer up there. Michael, good morning to you, mate.
Morning, Ben. How are you?
Good. You've been up there for 2 or 3 weeks and in warming conditions.
Yes, it's a bit of deja vu. It's like being back in Singapore again at this time of year. It's pretty hot and steamy, but not too bad. I mean, I guess having had a bit of time in Singapore, it's not something I'm totally unfamiliar with. And the good thing is, I guess we get to look forward to a bit of cool weather sort of later in the year, which we didn't get in Singapore. So I am looking forward to when it does cool off a bit.
So how's it been then? I know you had a break after, you know, ending up here in Sydney and went away with the family. Now it's down to business of setting up your stable up there. How many horses have you got at this stage, Mike?
Yeah, it's been quite good. We've got 36 in work at the moment, and probably about another dozen or so to come from back home and from the UK sort of over the next 6 weeks. So probably by, you know, towards the middle to the end of September, we'll be pretty close to sort of full yard with 50-odd horses, which would be great.
Many of our listeners will be wondering how, in such a quick time, you've got 36 there now. Where have those horses come from?
A portion of them were transferred from other stables at the end of last season, which is fairly commonplace here. And, you know, a chunk of those also were horses that I've purchased for clients or have been privately purchased by clients themselves. So it's a bit of a mixture of both, probably about half-half at this stage. So I'm still trying to, you know, get to know some of the older horses that have been here and got a few miles on the clock, and getting the ones that have just arrived, start getting them acclimatised and get used to the system here.
We obviously see a lot of our horses sold to Hong Kong, and there was a run of those over the last sort of 2 to 3 months. Are there any of the horses up there that our listeners will know that will be under Michael Friedman?
Yeah, there's a couple. I was very fortunate to get some support from Mr. Liang, who is the California owner. So there's three horses here with me at the moment that were with Peter and Paul Snowden, California Nike, California Elite and California Archer, and a horse that raced in Sydney called Taj Mahal, who was purchased to come up here. So there's, off the top of my head, there's four that were sort of racing around Sydney and the provincial tracks, you know, a few months ago.
To try to get it, you know, a couple from Eddie, the good ones, mate, to try there?
From who, sorry?
Ed O'Rourke.
Oh, right. Well,
no, I mean, were you trying to, you know, trying to take a good one like Teaspoon or something like that?
Well, I guess, you know, the reality is here in Hong Kong is that most, if not close to all, not all, but certainly the large majority of horses are geldings. They don't tend to really want to race fillies up here. So, as it would have been nice to have brought a Frolic or something up here, it was never going to happen.
No, I was only being a bit cheeky. And how do you find at this early stage the facilities and everything there at Sha Tin?
Oh, fantastic. I mean, it's a world-class facility, and the way it's structured for trainers and jockeys here, it's an absolute pleasure. So, you know, I'm still feeling my way a little bit because we've only been on the ground a few weeks, but everyone's been really helpful. You know, a lot of the local trainers and the expats that I haven't seen, some of them for quite a while, have been fantastic. And, you know, the club themselves can't do enough for you. So it's been, so far, a pretty smooth transition.
Well, mate, we wish you the best. We'll certainly stay in contact. It's a great, you know, so many of our horses get sold and go up there that we always watch, and there'll be Tommy Berry going up in a couple of weeks and things like that. So there'll be a great deal of interest, and we wish you most sincerely back here all the very best. Mate, we're sick of Richard talking about, oh, I'd love a group horse or something like that. So as long as you can win a group race in your first season, everyone will be happy.
None of you more happy than me, mate, I could say.
Yeah, I reckon so. Good on you, mate. Well done.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, mate. Michael Friedman joining us from Hong Kong, setting up his new base up there.